Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You know, people are living longer. I think the oldest person in the world recently died in Japan. I think it was 117. The next oldest person is also in Japan, and I think she is also 117. As we live longer, things become important to us as we try to grapple with old age and make the best of our life, and particularly issues around quality of life. And people have their own views of what constitutes an important quality of life. Most people would include good health, but also things like adequate housing and perhaps employment and family safety and security and relationships and leisure pursuits, hobbies, and things like that. For most matters related to healthcare, quality of life is defined by this acronym HRQL, which stands for health-related quality of life. And so that looks specifically at health issues. It does not typically include aspects of life that are associated with broader concepts. And although length of survival was previously considered the penultimate goal for most quality of life, now the impact of illness has taken on a new meaning. You found an article in the Journal of General Internal Medicine, 2017. It starts on page 1278. It asks a very interesting question, one we haven't talked much about in poems. What components of well-being and health are valued by people with multiple chronic diseases? Mark, what did the JGIM researchers find?
Yeah, this was a really good study. It was a qualitative study. So rather than survey people or measure things and do a lot of statistical analyses, this was talking to people. And it's a very important question, particularly as we have more and more patients with what we call multimorbidity. They have multiple chronic conditions. They're living longer. They have hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, et cetera, et cetera. And, how do we optimize not just quantity, but quality of life? And so these researchers talked to 31 older patients, older being defined as a mean age of 69 years. They all had multiple chronic conditions, and they used kind of a semi-structured interview, but it was a detailed interview, 2 hours, and it was done in the patient's home so they could be comfortable. And also to encourage the patient to do some self-reflection, the participants were given an instant camera. I love the idea of an instant camera. Remember those? And they were given the camera about a week before the interview, and they were asked to take 10 photos of things that they consider to be important to their well-being and health. So they might take a picture of a bicycle, or they might take a picture of a grandchild or whatever. These were things that were important to them in terms of their well-being. So they did a proper qualitative analysis and used what's called grounded theory and all that. But the bottom line is, what did they find? So there were six core domains of personal values, and they overlap some, and they even sometimes conflicted, but here are the six things that people were looking for. First was having principles or beliefs or standards to live by. And that could include spirituality, but it could also include goals like maintaining their independence. Second was having relationships of social connections with family, but also with friends and with groups in the community. Third was emotions, continuing to experience joy and pride, a sense of accomplishment, comfort, serenity. So being able to experience those things. Fourth was maintaining activities in their everyday lives, so remaining active and engaged. Fifth was maintaining physical and mental abilities, pretty broad, of course, but and not understandably important. And then sixth was possessions. So having being comfortable and having personal possessions and even health aids or things that they needed to maintain their health and having the ability to have those things. So I think it's useful to have this list in the back of our mind as we talk to our patients. And so as we are making decisions with our patients about end-of-life care, end-of-life decision-making, or palliative care, you know, this gives us some clues about what's important to most patients and a framework for asking. So I thought this was a very interesting, helpful study.
It is something to keep in mind. And I love these studies that are qualitative. I think that they give you much more insight. I do wonder what an instant camera is.
I know. Remember those? When you used to go to wedding receptions, they would leave them on the table, Yeah. The little Kodak camera. That's what I'm picturing. I don't even know if you can still buy those and where you would take the film once you were done.
Those are my exact questions. Where would you buy it? And, you know, who develops film anymore?
Yeah, there's a movie that just came out called Kodachrome. And it was about a real thing, which was the last Kodachrome developer was somewhere in Iowa. And it was about the road trip that these people took to go to this place in Iowa to get their film developed. But I don't even know if it's still there. Yeah, anyway. So it's a fairly recent study. So they must have done, maybe it's an instant digital camera.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right, sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.